Saving lives with nuclear physics. This is Front Page Research from Jefferson Lab, and I'm J.T. Kelly. Jefferson Lab scientists image the heart of the atom by smashing electrons into it and using sophisticated detectors to record the results. Now, the technology behind the detectors has been turned to imaging the most common form of cancer in women. Every year, more than 40,000 women in the United States die of breast cancer. The first line of defense against the disease is to spot it early with mammograms. Now, technology developed at Jefferson Lab is being used alongside mammography to help doctors diagnose breast cancer early. The basic technology is called nuclear functional imaging. According to Jefferson Lab Detector and Imaging Group member Drew Weisenberger, the group began exploring the technology as a tool for imaging breast cancer in the late 90s.
The detector group started to direct some of our attention to not just nuclear physics, but let's look outside. How else can we contribute?
Nuclear functional imaging uses a drug to tag cells in the body. The drug used for breast cancer imaging has two parts: a component that preferentially latches on to the breast cancer cells, and a radioactive agent that releases gamma rays. Jefferson Lab's Detector and Imaging Group built a detector that can spot these gamma rays and reveal the hidden cancer. The detector was licensed by Dillon Technologies, a startup company looking to supply the new imager to doctors. The company worked with the Detector and Imaging Group to improve it. Dillon Technologies president, Lon Slane, says the detector was then incorporated into a compact, user-friendly system called the Dillon 6800 Gamma Camera.
The fundamental technology of imaging hasn't changed, not at all.
The Dillon 6800 Gamma Camera is a small, portable device designed specifically for breast imaging. It can capture the same views of the breast as mammograms, so doctors can directly compare the images. Slane says the first Dillon 6800 Gamma Camera was sold to a private clinic in Las Vegas in September of 2004, and Dillon has since sold about another 25 units. He says in many cases, the new system has spotted cancer not clearly shown in mammograms.
And now we have customers who say they would never practice breast medicine without it. So it's come a long way.
Detector and Imaging Group leader Stan Majewski says he's happy to see that his vision to have his group's detector technology explored for applications beyond nuclear physics research is having a positive impact on so many lives.
It would not be possible for us to do these biomedical imagers if not for the fact that there is all the core expertise and experience on this core expertise here and resources in the national laboratory. I would say for our colleagues in academia, it would be much more difficult or almost impossible to achieve the same.
Thomas Jefferson National Accelerator Facility is a Department of Energy Office of Science research facility located in Newport News, Virginia, and is managed by the Southeastern Universities Research Association.